Good evening and welcome to all sides to today's conference. You are now participating in Telekom Malaysia Berhad Conference. For the duration of the conference, all lines will be in listen-only mode, and I'll be standing by for the question and answer session at the end of the presentation. I will now hand over this session to the conference leader, Datuk Bazlan Osman, the Executive Director of Telekom Malaysia Berhad. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and a very good afternoon. Thank you for dialing in to TM's first 9 months of 2018 results briefing. Well, as you know, on the 16th of this month, the company announced my resignation as the acting Group CEO and appointment of our COO, Imri, as the new acting Group CEO with effect of the same date. So Imri shall provide you with a brief overview of our performance before Fadila takes over to elaborate on some of the financial and operational numbers. I would like to thank all of you for the cooperation during my tenure at TM, and I wish you all the best. I will now hand over to answer questions together with them after the end of the presentation. So Imri.
Thank you, Dr. Bazlan. The recent industry challenges and market environment have had a major impact to the overall financial performance of the group in 2018. Notwithstanding, we had undertaken our Performance Improvement Program 2018, or PIP 2018, which we are happy to report has shown good traction and improved the operational results of last quarter. Here is a brief overview on our results as at 30th September 2018. Overall, we saw an improved third quarter 2018, the operational performance, quarter on quarter and year on year, with revenue held steady over the quarter and saw our cost reduction initiatives bearing fruit, despite the various headwinds from competitive market dynamics. However, in light of such pressures, we also undertook a prudent approach by recognizing impairment on network assets, which impacted our earnings. As for CAPEX, it stands at 15.1% of revenue to date, and this is within our guidance with a focus on sweating our existing assets. We also saw higher TM household convergence penetration of 48% as at September 2018 compared to 39% this time last year. So now let's have Fadila to take you through the details. Fadila.
Thank you, Imri and Dato. I will now cover the other key items for year-to-date September 2018 as compared against year-to-date September 2017. Please note that the numbers are based on post-adoption of MFRS 15. On page 4, overall good results for third quarter 2018. Our operating revenue was flat at 8.73 billion ringgit against year-to-date last year, mainly due to lower revenue from voice and data services. Data services was affected by the MSAP, where we made the provision of 132.4 million ringgit as at 30th September 2018, based on the latest rates negotiated. Depreciation amortization, including impairment, was higher by 47.3% compared to last year, affected by the impairment loss on network assets recognized in the current quarter. Our normalised EBITDA decreased by 7.9% to 2.53 billion ringgit in year-to-date September 2018 as compared to 2.75 billion ringgit in year-to-date September 2017, mainly due to higher depreciation amortisation offset by lower other operating costs. As for other gains, year-to-date September 2018 included fair valuation impact from put option over shares of a subsidiary. On PATAMI, it decreased by 87.2% to 83.5 million ringgit from 652.7 million ringgit in year-to-date September 2017, taking into account the above factors. However, normalizing the impact of non-operational items, our normalized PATAMI is at 527.5 million ringgit. Moving on to page 5, cost as a percentage of revenue. Comparisons are made between year-to-date September 2018 against year-to-date September 2017. Our cost as a percentage of revenue was much higher against last year due to the impairment of network assets undertaken last quarter. Excluding this impairment, cost over revenue stood at 90.5%. Direct cost was higher at 20.8% of total revenue, mainly due to the increase of network-related costs at Unify Mobile, in line with the increase in customer LTE small screen customer base. The increase was also due to the international outbound at TM Global. Manpower cost was lower at 20.6% of total revenue, mainly due to lower charges on staff benefits as well as lower staff headcount due to higher retirement attrition as compared to year-to-date September 2017. Supplies and materials was lower at 6.1% of total revenue, mainly due to lower cost of copper cables. The reduction was also due to the decrease in subscriber equipment at Unify and reduction of material charges at TM1. Other operating costs, or OOC, was lower at 12.1% of total revenue. The reduction was mainly due to lower international service charge at TM Global, as well as lower professional charges and fees. Maintenance was higher at 7.1% year-to-date due to higher engineering costs incurred for customer projects at TM1. Marketing was lower at 3% of total revenue due to more prudent spending. Depreciation and amortization, excluding the impairment, was lower at 19.8% mainly due to lower USP CAPEX depreciation at TM1. Impairment took 11.2% of the total revenue in year-to-date September 2018. This provision for impairment was made due to the impairment loss on network assets recognized in the current quarter. Bad debt was higher due to impairment of trade receivables. The increase was mainly due to the payment dispute with one of our broadcast customers at TM1 and the first year application of MFRS 9. Moving on to page 6. Our CAPEX investment year to date September 2018 is at 15.1% of revenue at 1.32 billion ringgit. This is in line with our full year CAPEX guidance of 19.20% of revenue. Moving on to page 7, cash and bank balances for year-to-date September 2018 was higher at 2.19 billion ringgit. On product on page 9, year-to-date revenue growth was driven by internet and others, whilst our data revenue continued to be impacted by the price regulation. Comparing year-to-date 2018 to year-to-date 2017, voice revenue declined by 7.4% against year-to-date last year. This was mainly due to lower traffic minutes in line with lower cumulative customers. The decline in data was mainly due to the provisions made for MSAP on our domestic data and domestic list services. Internet was higher by 5.4% against last year, mainly driven from Unify TV, in line with higher number of buys from premium channels. The increase was also contributed by Unify Mobile, in line with higher number of customers for LTE small screen. Others revenue was higher due to higher customer projects at TM1 and higher co-location rental revenue at TM Global. This was partially offset by lower USP revenue recognized at TM1. Comparing quarter-on-quarter, quarter 2 2018, voice overall revenue increase was mainly because second quarter included one-off MRS adjustment, which was partially offset by the decrease in traffic minutes and lower cumulative subscribers. Moving on to page 10. Let's continue with our revenue performance by customer cluster. Unify segment was flat year-to-date at 0.1%. Growth was seen at Unify TV in line with higher buys on premium channels as well as larger base of Unify Mobile small screen customers. However, the growth was offset by lower pre-Unify revenue in line with lower cumulative customers and lower WiMAX revenue. TM1 revenue declined by 2.3% against year-to-date last year. Overall decline was mainly due to lower USP amortization revenue recognized and lower traffic minutes in voice. On page 11, TM Global, year-to-date revenue was lower by 4.9% against year-to-date last year, although stronger sequentially, mainly due to provision made for MSAP, which resulted in lower data and lease revenue. This was partially offset by the increase in IRU and international lease revenue and one-off revenue from cable upgrades. Others revenue also declined year-to-date by 5%. Overall reduction was due to lower contribution from our education business. Moving on to page 12, on physical performance. Our total broadband customers to date is more than 2.28 million as at September 2018. Unify continued to record net additions, but we are still seeing a net decline for StreamMix. As at quarter 3, 2018, our convergence penetration was at 48% as compared to 39% in quarter 3, 2017. To date, we have about more than 3.13 million ports nationwide that can provide high-speed broadband under both HSBB and SUBB projects. With this, we have covered the financial and operational performance review. I now pass the session back to Imri.
Thank you, Fadila. As a group, our key focus area moving forward is towards strengthening performance of our core business and operations through PIP 2018. In light of heightened challenges in operating environment, we have also taken a prudent view on our network assets and anticipate that the challenging environment will continue to persist for both our retail and wholesale segments. Notwithstanding, we are heartened to see improved regulator industry engagements, which we hope will result in a positive outcome for both the industry and TM in particular and the nation. Before we end, we would like to share an update. Today, we also announced a revision in our dividend policy. Whilst we expect challenges to persist and its impact on our earnings, we recognize the need to quickly adapt to the changed landscape and transform the company to ensure long-term sustainability and value creation. This is a matter of great importance to us. In light of that, the board has determined the review of our dividend policy to support the achievement of TM's long-term strategic objectives. As such, we today announce our revised dividend policy of 40% to 60% from our PATAMI. The dividends will be paid depending on overall business and earnings performance, capital commitments, financial conditions, distributable reserves, and other relevant factors. This revision will take effect from the financial year ended 31st December 2018. With that, I thank all of you for your attention, and let's move on to the Q&A session.
Thank you, sir, for the presentation. And now a brief instruction for all teleconference participants. If you wish to ask questions, please press the one button on your telephone keypad to put yourself in the question queue. To cancel your question, please press the two button. The first question is from Mr. Prem from Macquarie. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. A few questions from me, please. Sorry if I missed this, but what assets exactly did we take those provisions for and why? That's one. Number two, could I clarify what your roaming costs at Unify Mobile are, or at the very least, could you sort of help us understand whether you generate more revenues from your mobility business than you are paying out in roaming fees? And if we are not covering those roaming costs, should we even consider keeping this business going and concentrate instead in using that wireless network to provide fixed wireless broadband and hopefully appease the government in achieving those broadband coverage requirements? And finally, again, sorry if I missed this, but despite all this noise around lower price points out there, could you explain to us how you managed to grow ARPUs at Unify quarter on quarter despite all these so-called pricing pressures? Thank you.
Thank you, Prem. I'll take the first question on the assets impairment. So the assets impairment are taken for the mainly for the legacy network assets, fixed as well as wireless, at various entity level within the group, at TM company level as well as the subsidiaries. The question why we took the impairment, I think with the pressures that we are facing currently, we are taking a prudent measure. We are assessing it based on the future streams of cash flows coming from these network assets as in line with the accounting standards. And I think the management as well as the board collectively has agreed to actually take this impairment review for this quarter that resulted into the almost 1 billion ringgit impairment for that goes through our account for this quarter.
So would this be largely your copper network or is there a heavy element of Unify Mobile in there as well?
There's elements of the copper network. There's also element of the legacy network at the other subsidiaries, as well as the there are also elements of the network assets at Unify Mobile, that inclusive of the WiMAX assets as well as the mobile assets.
All right. Okay.
All right. Hi, Prem. It's Imri here. I'll take your second and third question. With regards to our mobile revenue per customer, you know, it's the ARPU per customer is higher than the DR, right? The DR payout on a per customer basis. And I think more interestingly, I think for us moving forward, towards pursuing a much more level playing field when it comes to mobile, you know, one of the things that we have been proposing to the regulators is also, if you like, a wholesale arrangement, right, or an MSAP for mobile, if you wish, right? So that is one of the things. As you know, currently the DR is more on a commercial arrangement that we have with our partner, but I think moving forward in light of the interest of the industry moving into IoTs and so forth, right, where mobile would be an important connectivity element toward it. An MSAP for mobile would be important for the future growth of the industry beyond just connectivity. Okay. On the number three, with regards to the Unify ARPU, what we have seen is that in the third quarter, driven primarily from the new sales, we have managed to register a higher number of new sales from the higher ARPU packages. Yeah? As you would probably be aware that for existing customers, there is the speed upgrade programs. Yeah? So not much movement. It's contributed from the existing customer base. So what's really driving that increase in Unify ARPU in third quarter is really coming from the new customers that's coming on board to the new plans that we have.
That's good to hear. Could I clarify that in the fourth quarter, you know, have you seen increased experience of downgrading, especially to this new 129 ringgit plan? Or do you think that the market has probably overreacted to the ARPU declines on this side?
Well, can we have a chat about that during the fourth quarter? let's focus on the last quarter, on the third quarter.
Okay. I suppose those new plans came late in the quarter as well, didn't they?
Yes, it did. It did towards the end of the on the third quarter. Yeah?
All right.
Once again, if you wish to ask question, please press the one button. The next question is from Mr. Alex from MBank. Please proceed.
Thank you very much. And also thank you for your dividend guidance, which you have revised to 40 to 60% of PATAMI. I just want to find out, is this going to be towards the lower range of your 40%? And does that mean that there is no longer that requirement of a 700 million minimum from Khazana, which you...
Sorry, Alex, if you don't mind, can you repeat the second sentence again on the 700 million in Khazana?
Once again, if you wish to ask question, please press the one button.
The 700 million has been removed. Sorry, Alex, I think you've asked about whether the earlier dividend policy, the floor of 700 million, I believe you mentioned to Khazana, with... The policy is not, conditional to only one entity. It was open to all. It was to all our shareholders and not just to one. Likewise, this dividend policy is also the same. It is not directed to any category of shareholders. It is overall.
Right. So, Alex, your question respect whether the dividend would be at a lower range or the 40%. I think will be dependent on the financial conditions and the assessment that we made at the quarter that we'll be announcing, whether it's going to be 40% or a maximum of 60%.
Once again, if you wish to ask question, please press star one button.
All right. If there's no further questions, I think it brings to the end the session of our third quarter 2018 results. Yeah. So we certainly look forward to see you or to engage with you at the next session when we announce our fourth quarter, our full year 2018 results. So with that, thank you very much, everyone. Have a very good evening.